Welcome to the Sincerely Sense podcast, the 31 Days Proverbs edition. My name is Cindy Sa and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 6th of August, which means we are on the 6th chapter of the book of Proverbs. And today's highlights are from verse 17 to 19. So the chapter 6 of the book of Proverbs is broken into two. One warns against foolishness and the other section warns against adultery. If you might have read it, you might have noticed that. But my highlight is from the part that warns against foolishness. Yeah, that warns against foolishness. So I will read from verse 17 to 19. Wait, from verse 16 to 19, sorry. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift and running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. So this is all considered foolishness, basically. And the word really tells us that God loves humble people, because that's where God can work through humble people, because humble people are understanding. Humble people have knowledge, you know, because they have knowledge of God's power and God's character. So God loves to work through humble people, because those are people who can work around God's people, you know, and impact is then created when you are working with humble people. Humble people don't remind you constantly of what they can do. They do, you know, they rely more on their actions more than their words. Humble people will never remind you of how they helped you and tell other people that they helped you. Humble people will say, how can I help you? They won't dwell on the past. They won't gloat on their success, because they know that their success is from God, because they are here to fulfill a bigger purpose, you know, than what the world understands. Those are humble people. And they understand that life is not a one-man show. We are all here to help one another in our different ways. And we should, just by that, that should keep us humble and grounded and rooted in God. And also, A lying tongue prevents the truth from fulfilling its purpose. So it's very rare to never, where a lying tongue will actually fulfill a bigger purpose than what the truth would have done. The truth sets you free. Excuse me. The truth sets you free. The truth guides you into the light. It guides you into living a truthful life, right? And I think, which is how we're seeing many things that are happening in this world, you know, returning to this highlighted scripture, it shows that we're living in a world that is not pleasing to God. We're so distant from what God asks of us. And it's so weird. God doesn't ask that we raise $100,000, or, you know, God doesn't ask us of material things. God asks us that we just, with what we have, with ourselves, with our bodies, with our minds, with our spirits, can we just do right? And can you imagine, with all these homophobic attacks, xenophobic attacks, gender-based violence, all those things, how they are so, must be so upsetting to God, because all God asks is that we just live in harmony with one another, respecting one another, and not taking each other's lives. Because who are we? Who are you to put your hands on someone, you know, on a God given gift. Who are you to take someone's life and play God, you know? And you wonder why so many things are going wrong in the world, because I can imagine how God is, how upset God is, you know? And I think today's a day where you should also be like, you know what, God, I actually don't want to add to the number of stresses going on in this world. We've already got so much going on. Today I'm choosing to do good. And, you know, as I was reading Proverbs 6, I was like, what message, God, are you trying to tell me today? And I was led to Romans 12. I've read this, like, I think it was last month, and I came across the scripture, the whole of Romans 12, chapter 12, where Paul is prophesying and how God wants us to live. I think that ties in so well with today's highlight. So I would kindly like to ask you to read Romans 12, the whole of Romans 12, and you'll see what God requires of us. Now you know what is an abomination to him through reading chapter 6, 16 to 19. And Romans 12 tells you exactly what God requires of us. And it's simple things. God is not asking you to build a house and furnish it or buy a Louis Vuitton. No, God is just asking you to live in harmony with other people, with love and thoughtfulness, and to remain humble. So yeah, that's, you know, I don't want to be long so that you can get time to read Romans 12. And I hope you read it with an open heart. And it is so clear. It is so concise. Trust me, you will get to understand what God is saying to you. And I hope you live out what God is asking of you, so that, you know, you create your own difference in the world. And God's glory will just remain dominant. Yeah, that's it for today. I hope you're well. And I will see you tomorrow. May God bless you. And may you see his glory in everything that you do. I will see you tomorrow.